Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, our next guest is avoiding the snowstorm, and I somehow imagine him wearing a chalice filled with shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo's on his head. He is our buddy Dave Burkett. Dave, how are you?
You know, Mike, I've been here 36 hours or something yet, and I have not made it over to St. Elmo's for the shrimp cocktail.
David, so maybe you damn well know 90% of the news you're going to get this week is from after hours over at St. Elmo's.
I am hanging out right now in a hallway at the Indianapolis Convention Center just waiting for some, you know, scouts and folks like that to walk by to pick their brains on things.
All right. So
lot of it happens there.
I've got some good stuff for you today because I've got some stuff I've heard, but I want you to weigh in. But let's start news of yesterday first. Bob. Okay, go easy, David. Bob Quinn talking about Darius Slay. I think he's getting traded. I know you've said in past appearances with us, you believe he's getting traded. Do you still feel that way?
That yesterday's little session with the traveling beat reporters only served to, I guess, reemphasize that the fact that he is going to get traded here at some point. I mean, look, you don't go talking about divorce in front of the kids unless it's happening, right? So, mm-hmm. And that's kind of what was happening yesterday. They were, look, we're not out to trade him. We're just listening to offers, and we can still keep him. No, that was a sign to everybody else that, hey, you know, you need to bring a better offer. We want to trade him. I don't think there's much shot that he returns at this point. I think, you know, he would like a change of scenery. I think the Lions are okay with a change of scenery. You know, they can't come to an agreement on the contract. So I do think that's going to happen at some point.
All right. So in the midst of an alleged win now edict, how is Bob Quinn going to get up at that podium and explain that move?
Yeah. And I asked him that yesterday, you know, how does that make you better? And, you know, both him and Matt Patricia said, well, you know, you got to take everything into account. And they just were very nonspecific about it. And you got to take into account the return, which obviously we don't know what that would be. I don't think it does on the face of it. I mean, look, you're trading your best, you know, cornerback at the very minimum, you know, probably your best or one of your two best defensive players at least. And the player you're going to replace him with is going to be somebody you sign in free agency and or a rookie. And so I don't think it makes them better. Perceptibly, you know, certainly you can use that money somewhere else. You know, but look, I mean, they were, you know, the 31st ranked defense last year with them. So, you know, maybe just a change of scenery, you know, benefits the whole group.
I want you to put a percentage on it. No one's going to hold you accountable here because we can't guarantee it. But I heard a little something. You tell me if you agree, disagree. You can put percentages on it. I'm putting a 0.0% chance Graham Glasgow's back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe a non-0% because you never want to completely
Fair.
Rule it out. But this is something that, I think the writing there has been on the wall since late in the season. Look, the Lions just, they don't believe in paying guards. I mean, I know they did with TJ Lang when they brought him in, but I think they sort of felt their back was up against the wall there. You know, they know they have a big contract that they're going to try to pay Taylor Decker here in a year or so. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Frank Ragnow beyond that. I just don't think they want to pay the going rate for a right guard, which is, you know, Graham could get $10 million or something like that in free agency. He's one of the two best right guards out there.
Okay. So, next. So, they won't pay that. And again, I'm not going to kill him for not paying Slay. I don't know how you're going to win now and get rid of him. Explain to me how you pay $5.5 million to a 35-year-old slot receiver instead of finding that guy in the fifth round. What are they doing bringing Amendola back?
Well, I think that's because they didn't find that guy last year, Mike. You know, I mean, they need a slot receiver, and part of it is, look, Danny Amendola wants to be there. He likes Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia likes him and what he brings to the organization.
He better. That's no one else does.
I mean, that's a big part of it, and you're right. You look at all the guys they brought in last year, Patriot ties, right? Amendola, Trey Flowers, Justin Coleman, so they kind of knew what they were getting into. So not every one of these free agents is going to fit the Lions. And look, I don't have a problem with the Amendola signing because he was productive last year. You need a slot receiver. There's no one out there in free agency. They're certainly going to add to that position in the draft. But I do think, you know, the offense was the one thing that was going pretty well when Matthew Stafford was hurt last year. So just on its face, I like keeping the receiving core together.
So when you look at where we're at now, I mean, look, I've harped on this a bit, but I really do value your opinion, David. It's we're seeing a pattern where Quinn's inability to do his job, it results in them having to go out and overpay for the error. I can't find a Trey Flowers, I'll pay $17 million for one. I can't find a slot corner, I'll pay $9.5 million. I can't find a slot receiver, I'll pay $5.5 million. Like, David, what point do you start to look at this and go, this guy may not be any good at his job?
Well, the one thing I would quibble with you on there is that, you know, it's not like the Lions are in bad cap shape, you know, and so when you go out and sign a vet like that, and especially to a short-term contract, something that's not going to hamstring you, I sort of chalk that up to the price of doing business in the NFL a lot of times, and you're not going to be able to keep everyone, you're not going to be able to find everyone. Certainly the Lions need to do a better job with some of their draft picks and filling some of these holes and getting young guys and getting them to second contracts. I mean, that's something that, you know, I believe is really held this organization
Absolutely.
Back. But, you know, that again, a guy like Amendola, that's not a hamstringing contract. I think he was productive for the money last year. So I understand why Bob has gone out and found some of these guys and paid him what they've, you know, paid most of these guys what they've paid them.
Do you have any names you would associate with the Lions? I know it's probably a bit early, and I know this is a draft event, but free agency's on the horizon. Is there any names you're hearing that are on Bobby Q's wish list?
You know, one name I mentioned in the story I wrote about Darius Slay today, James Bradbury, a cornerback. I do think if they trade Slay, they're going to spend on, you know, I don't know exactly how much they're going to spend. It's not going to be that $16 million type player.
Wait,
you know,
Bradbury from Carolina?
Carolina.
Oh,
yeah,
he stinks, Dave. He stinks. Oh, my God.
Well, Mike, he's going to be one of the, you know, three best cornerbacks in free agency. So that's the type of player that you're looking at if the Lions part with Darius Slay. So you add a vet like that, and then you're still going to add somebody in the draft. So, you know, your cornerback trio next year is maybe it's a guy like Bradbury, Jeff Okuda, and Justin Coleman. That would be your secondary, I guess, if you part ways with Darius Slay.
So are you telling me, in your mind, that by trading Slay, they are pigeonholing themselves into taking Jeff Okuda?
No, I don't think that, because I think regardless of what they do with Slay, they will sign a cornerback. I just think if a trade is made, you know, at the start of the league year, or if all signs are pointing to that, you know, that maybe they spend a little bit more on a cornerback than they would otherwise. You're talking about a Bradbury instead of a Rashawn Melvin type, right? Like if you don't have Slay, then you have to make sure you have somebody in case you don't get Okuda, in case you trade down. So I still think that the top of the draft, it's going to be Jeff Okuda, Derek Brown, Isaiah Simmons. I mean, I think it's those three. The money in Vegas right now would be on the Lions trading down from 3 to 5 and taking one of those defensive players.
All right, so I got to do it. It's kind of like becoming tradition. Tua's medicals are as positive as they could be. I know we're not across the finish line yet for that. I know some people believe he's going to be wheelchair bound by 30. There's nothing I can do for those people. But would you put it at a non-0% chance that I get my wish and they just take this kid, or are we dead in the water on this?
No, I think it's a little bit higher than that. And, you know, Mike, you and I talked about this, I don't know, a month or two ago, right? And I'm, you know, I think we see eye to eye with this, that if the medicals all check out, if your scouting reports check out, you know, I'd pull the trigger. I mean, I think it's something that could, if he is the type of prospect that you know, people think he is, that, you know, it could be a really big hit for the franchise. I don't think the Lions do that ultimately, but Just, you know, with the little things you hear about Stafford and maybe not being completely happy there, or the trade rumors, you know, those, for whatever, you know, true or not, they don't come out the blue. So just the more and more people I talk to, I would say it's, I feel like it's a little bit better chance than had we had this conversation 2 weeks ago. I still don't think it's going to happen. But
I got to tack on one last one, and I'm doing it for Mike Sullivan. This is important to Sully. He's obsessed with this. Do you believe that the win now edict is real at all, or that was just a little bit of oatmeal to feed the unwashed masses?
No, I do believe it's real. I, you know, having sat in that room for, you know, a half hour, 35 minutes with ownership that day, you know, I came away thinking, I know I deserve it, but I came away thinking that, you know, they need to not just be competitive. I came away thinking that they need to make the playoffs this year in order to save their jobs, barring something like a, you know, 10-6, 11-5 type season where you miss the playoffs because you're the seventh team. But, so I think it's real. I think the Lions do need to have success this year for Matt and Bob to return in 2021.
But Dave, that whole playoff contention, the way they framed it, it's just so open-ended.
Yeah. No, in you know, a lot of people have said that, but I'll tell you what, I just don't think they wanted to box themselves into a corner publicly in case, you know, the unthinkable happens, in case it's a Patriots 11-5, Matt Castle's playing quarterback type season where, you know, the rarest of the rare where you miss the playoffs. I really do think that the Fords were very frustrated with what was happening last year, not just on the field, but, you know, in the stands too. Some of the fans staying away and booing the team and plus what's gone on the field the last two seasons. And so I truly do believe that they need to have a big-time bounce back year this year in order to move forward.
Dave, you're
the
best.
How do those rumors feel to you? Good.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. David, you're the best. Go be a wallflower over at St. Elmo's, will you please? We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
All right, Dave Burkett, you can read him in the free. I should be embarrassed by that audio, but I'm not. Succulent rumor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.